Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They decided to collect guards. They collected guards and more guards and guards. They had 5 first-round picks, and they took, Dan, 5 guards. 4 guards and a forward.
But the forward referred to as a point center.
And the poor guy they took, Danny Wolf, the last guy, and he's listed as a forward, but he's more of a point center. You're right. I believe he went to Yale and then transferred to Michigan. That kid, in you know how they put the camera on you and you're sitting there and everything else, he was distraught late in the first round. And, I mean, he looked like he had tears in his eyes before he was drafted. Then he finally gets drafted, and he was distraught. And then he's up on stage with his mom and dad, and mom had tears in her eyes, and they took a shot of his brother who was sitting back there, and his brother was trying to humor him. While he was sitting there, you know, waiting it out, because I'm wondering, who's that guy? Who is that guy? And then they later said it was his brother. But he was trying to be the straight man while Danny Wolf was sitting there not getting drafted. And whoever it was at the time, I didn't know it was his brother, trying to give him, I'm giving that guy complete credit. You're giving it your best shot to keep this kid's head in the game. Nice job. Once he was on stage, they cut to the brother sobbing. This guy was sobbing, and it was very touching. And Jay Billis was right. More emotion last night. These guys are like, I mean, a lot of these guys were just over the moon excited to be drafted. And that's great. That's a really great experience.
It's fantastic, and it's something that they're never going to forget for the rest of their lives.
No.
It was a wonderful thing, and they should be emotional. You have been on this earth anywhere between 18 and 25 years, doing nothing but busting your rear end to get to the NBA. And the minute that you cross that threshold and achieve that goal, yeah, you should be emotional. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
You've done something that, gosh, 0.001 of the population has been able to achieve.
That's a little high, probably.
Yeah. I mean, that's an amazing feat. You should be emotional. Not to mention, you're setting yourself and your family, if you play your cards right and work really hard and have the skill set, to set your family and generations before and after you up for a good period of time.
I couldn't agree more. Another guy who was drafted last night, I thought it was really interesting. Derek Queen from Maryland, big guy and with some skill. You might remember he hit a game winner in the NCAA tournament for Maryland. And he was asked in his walk-off interview there, and this was great. Was it Monica McNutt? Is that who it was?
I believe so.
Yeah, she's doing those interviews. And she said, you know, you hit the walk-off, and then there was something else, and then tonight, draft night, what's the biggest moment? And he said, well, it's definitely this. He said, I can hit other walk-offs. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime, and I thought, you're right!
You are right!
You're actually right!
First, the Crab Five is one of the all-time great nicknames. The starting lineup of the Maryland Terrapins in that tournament run, they were calling them the Crab Five,
yeah,
which is just an all-timer. That needs to be stated first. Second, I know we are not doing a sports talk radio show in New Orleans, but what in God's green earth is Joe Dumars doing? Give up an unprotected first round pick to move up to get him?
In Joe we trust?
I hope so, because that's,
yeah,
that's a choice. I mean, that pick could be like really high next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Joe we trust, but Jiminy Christmas.
Especially in a lottery where you never know. A, it could be high in the first place, and then secondly, you could even get luckier.
Not to mention you're hitching your wagon to Zion and thinking he might be healthy, and you brought in Jordan Poole, and I don't know where that team is going, but just needed to be said.
In Joe we trust.
That's a decision.
Hey, it's the pride of the McNeese State Cowboys. He knows what he's doing.
Been on this show a couple times, too. I'm yeah. pulling for him.
Oh, yeah.
But, golly, that's a choice.
Another guy who was drafted last night from UConn, Liam McNeely. And he went to high school with Derek Queen and with Cooper Flagg at, what, is it Montford? So there were four guys drafted in the first round from the same high school. And in his walk-off interview, he was being pretty cool and calm. And then he was asked, what about your high school teammates? And, you know, you guys did this together, and here you are. It's all paying off. And he just started sobbing, thinking about his high school teammates. I'm just so proud of them. I mean, some of the emotion last night was very, very touching. And I give them a lot of credit. Now, let's get realistic on this, shall we?
Got to start at some point.
If there's a bigger crapshoot than the NBA draft, it's the MLB draft.
You're right.
The NFL draft, that's pretty hard to screw up if you have a first or second round pick. Insert your own joke here. Stop. Dan, don't say a word. It's pretty hard to screw up. Go ahead, Browns fans. Insert a joke here. Go ahead.
All you got to do is look over and see if your alarm clock is there.
The NBA draft is a crapshoot. Because you see, you know, go back and look 10 years ago and look at who was drafted. And then look who was drafted high. And you think, I'm sorry, who's that guy? And then you look down, oh, he was taken 30th. And so it's a crapshoot. And it always amazes me how teams pass on a guy or three who end up going in the 20s, who end up being really good. You know, and that's, though I hate the trades where you give up first-round draft choices, you know, that's why I think, you know, the Donovan Mitchell trade, the Rudy Gobert trade, the DeJounte Murray trade, the Pascal Siakam trade, the Desmond Bane trade, I don't like those trades. However, it's a crapshoot for a lot of those late picks in the first round. But if you hit those, what a great way to build your team, because it's economical and they're assets that you can trade. So that's why I hate those. But man, what a crapshoot. And it always amazes me that these great basketball minds, and I'm not kidding when I say that, these great basketball minds miss on so many guys taken like in the top 10. And then somebody drops to 27 and he becomes a great player. Jimmy Butler went 30th. How'd that happen? Desmond Bane was a very late pick.
Draymond.
How's that happen? Draymond goes in the second round.
Nikola Jokic, drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
After his counterpart, Nikola Jokic. Yeah. No, who is it? No, Jokic, excuse me. Yes. I get all of my Denver drafted centers confused. You know, but he was the second center they drafted. It's weird to me that happens as often as it does.
It tells you something about basketball that I wonder if maybe football doesn't have as much. Because, like, this is going to sound bad.
They're drafting these guys a year out of college.
Right. You're drafting them one
year out of high school.
You're drafting them a year out of college, 1 year out of high school.
1 year out of high school, yeah.
The three things that you can't teach are heart, hustle, and give a damn. And I don't know how many of those guys fall into the category of missing one or two of those three things when they find their way to this level. Some of them, and again, I have no idea. I've never been in that position. I've talked to a couple people who have been in that position because I've been lucky enough to do this show. But like, I don't know those things, and I wonder how much that plays into it. Like, I wonder how much the, and I hate to use this guy as the example, but the Michael Beasley example, immensely talented guy.
Yeah.
Through the roof talent and just fell out.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't have his priorities in order. The natural talent got him so far. The work ethic didn't back it up. It's having that total package to be able to do it. And I wonder if maybe it's what you're saying, Jeff, where we're talking 1 year out of high school. We have no idea.
I mean, think about it. Think about where you were 1 year out of high school.
I was the biggest dum-dum you would have ever talked to in your life.
Good to see things have.
Now I'm in the 5% of dum-dums.
For instance, Ace Bailey last night, the other kid from Rutgers, along with Ron Harper's son, Dylan. He didn't want to work out for teams. He let it be known that he didn't. He stiffed. Was it the Sixers that he completely stiffed?
Yeah. He was at dinner.
Yes. And so he doesn't work out. He stiffs teams. He's not. Well, he's 18.
Right.
He's 18 years old.
Right.
He might be getting really bad advice from whoever his agency is, but he's 18. He still got drafted in fifth overall by the Utah Jazz, who, by all accounts, he didn't want to go to.
Right.
Doesn't matter. You draft him. Hey, you're in the NBA, and you've been assigned to the Utah Jazz. If you don't want to go, go ahead and sit. You can go ahead and sit. Go ahead.
Right. Go.
But if you'd like to make millions of dollars, enjoy Salt Lake City. It's a nice town.
You can go play at Olympiacos. We're cool with that.
Go. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Enjoy Real Madrid. Enjoy Tel Aviv.
Like, Chinese League has some good teams.
Right. Go play for those. I wonder how much of it is.
But a knucklehead like that, and I say knucklehead only because he's 18 years old, doesn't make teams shy away because they see the talent that is there and they probably understand, yeah, he's 18 years old. We'll get him in here. We'll work with him. It'll be fine.
We'll sit him down. We'll go, buddy, this is your shot. I know this isn't, you know, the biggest glamorous city that you've ever wanted to go to in your whole life, but I'm going to sit you down and we're going to have a conversation about how this is what you need to do to succeed at this level. I'm Danny Ainge. I could drop all sorts of championship rings down on the table for you and tell you to follow me and I'll make sure you roll.
Here's the other aspect of this. The NFL rule, you know, guys have to spend a certain amount of time in college before they can come out. It's smart. It's flat out smart. Major League Baseball drafts kids out of high school. Well, guess what? They send those kids to places where they're playing with other 18 and 19-year-olds, and they have a lot of supervision and a lot of coaching. And it's designed for kids who are 18 or 19 years old to slowly move their way up through an organization. There are levels. You got four minor league teams you got to work your way through before you can get to the major leagues. If you get drafted by an NBA team, that 18-year-old Ace Bailey is going to be on a team next year. He's right. Going to be traveling as a 19-year-old. He turns 19 in August. You're traveling. You're on your own. You're going to have to make decisions. You're going to have to look out for yourself. You know, you might have an uncle with you on the road. You might have an aunt with you on the road. That might happen. It's happened for other players. You know, maybe they fly separately and are in cities with you. At the very least, you can be sure he's going to have somebody living in Salt Lake City with him. Guess what? That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea. But the NFL doesn't have to deal with a whole lot of that because they don't get 18 and 19-year-olds. In Major League Baseball, the minor leagues are designed for that. And that's why, I think, Dan, that's why part of the crapshoot of the NBA is not going to go away, because they keep drafting these young kids. And they should be able to draft the young kids, and the young kids should be able to come out.
Correct. If you can throw a grenade, you should be able to shoot a basketball.
Well, you're allowed to vote.
Exactly. You're allowed to vote.
I mean, buy a drink.
It's the same exact thing. Like, you should be able to do this, but it's always going to have that level to it. And hopefully the Cavs find some guys who can help with that. And more than anything else, maybe they might look a different direction.
What direction might that be? Menegan has suggestions. I have suggestions. Because you can find guys in the second round who can actually play in the NBA. How do you do it? We help the Cavs next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're hearing a lot about depth with the Cavaliers and deep roster and everything else. I'm gonna disagree with that. I don't think this team is nearly as deep as it gets credit for being, and I think we saw that in the playoffs. I know guys were dinged up, but you traded some of that depth, and now you have 2 second-round picks. Maybe they get lucky. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's in for Andy today.
They got a lot of guys who could do one thing really well,
which doesn't really lend itself to great success in the playoffs. I mean, we saw the rotation, and a lot of it was necessary because, you know, of the injuries. I'm just going to argue with the depth aspect of it. They were very deep in the regular season. Then they made the trade, brought in DeAndre Hunter, and that's a fine trade. You know, you gave up two guys I think that played very well for them. George Niang, who's now in Boston, he got traded, and Caris LeVert, who's a free agent. And both of those guys I thought were terrific for the Cavs. DeAndre Hunter I thought was terrific and served a better need. And so I get that, but I honestly think they need to add some depth to this team because, I don't think it's as deep as everybody thinks it is. And if you can do that in the second round, great. But I think you need to target a specific type of player in the second round if you're the Cavaliers. Now, if you're going to try and package and move up in the second round, or maybe, we have a couple of thoughts on this. Dan, I'll give yours first.
The number one thing, if I am the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round, I am looking for someone who is a senior or a super senior because I need somebody who is going to come in.
Hey, explain super senior. COVID year senior.
Yeah, you know.
Five Bluto. Years.
Bluto Blutarski.
You played 5 years.
Yeah, Bluto Blutarski.
Or more.
7 years of college. That's what we're looking for. 6 years of college, 5 years of college. Somebody who is on the older side. So then that way they can show up and make an impact. Now, those guys are not going to have high ceilings, but they're going to have high floors. And you're going to know exactly what they can do to come in and help you. So if you go after a big guy like the big guy from Michigan who's from Russia.
Yeah.
He's a perfect example. He's 24. He's 7 feet tall. He
does some things pretty well.
Does some things pretty well.
And I've seen him going in mocks to the Cavaliers.
I don't know how much development there truly is for him that's left. I wouldn't say a finished product because everybody is always changing, evolving. He could possibly make a leap and be better than we think. But you could see a high floor for that guy and exactly what he brings to the table.
There are guys like that who are out there and available for this. I've mentioned the name a couple of times, and this guy I think is intriguing. Eric Dixon, who is from Villanova, 6'8", was the leading scorer in the country, I believe, 23 points a game, and got better every year at Villanova. His freshman year, he averaged 3 points a game, and he just kept going up and up and up, and he's 23 points a game last year. He's been at Villanova. He's an older kid. He's big. He's 6'8", and he was quite heavy when he started. He's about 280 now, Well, the Cavs don't have anybody like that. They don't have anybody built like that.
Great catch and shoot jumper, too.
Interesting guy to put in. A guy can score. And that's the kind of guy you can look at. I'll throw some names at you. Some of the these are guys that teams get lucky with in the second round. You already mentioned Jokic, foreign guy. Ginobili, foreign guy. Mark Gasol, foreign guy, although he went to high school in Memphis because Mark was playing for the Memphis Grizzlies at the time. So they were pretty familiar with him. And I'm not going to go too far back because expansion has diluted the draft. So if you fall to the second round now, you know, good luck to you. But recently, Jalen Brunson was a second-round pick.
That's a lot of talent.
I mean, think about it. Jalen Brunson was a second-round pick. Gilbert Arenas was a second-round pick. You want Cavs? Kyle Korver was a second-round pick. And obviously, he was deep into his career when he ended up here. But you can find guys who had success in college and can come here and play. Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton could flat out shoot. He went to Detroit. He was tough. And so you can find guys. Monte Ellis, who is with Golden State, really an outstanding player. So maybe the Cavs can get lucky tonight and find a guy in the second round. Maybe they package their two picks and move up in the second round. Maybe.
Jameer Watkins is another one of those guys from Florida State. Now, he's only 6'5", which I know is against your typical thought, but a 6'11 wingspan makes me interested because at least it means you're long and at least it means you're built.
Yeah.
So he can also fill it up and shoot and score with, you know, real well. And you saw it with those Florida State teams that did well in the tournament.
Cavaliers drafted Carlos Boozer. Second round, Carlos turned into a great NBA player. Mark Price was a second round pick. Cavs traded for him. I mean, there are guys that are out there. Malcolm Brogdon was at Virginia. And so the Cavs can find somebody in the second round because somebody drafted in the second round tonight is going to end up being a player. Ken's in Brooklyn. Ken.
What's up, Ken?
Good morning, guys. Look, by the way.
Your guy from Creighton's still on the board.
That's right. And Joker was a second-round pick, too.
Yep, we've mentioned him.
Okay. Yeah, I want that guy. And a couple of the guys that you mentioned, Jeff, I think are probably going to be undrafted free agents, to be honest with you. But Ryan Kalkbrenner is a player that I've been screaming about for 3 months because I knew where the Cavs were drafting, that I thought would be there. He was projected as a second, late first, possibly second, early second. This kid can play, and he's exactly the kind of guy that you're talking about, Jeff. And the problem I'm having here is I thought they would move up into the first to get him. What I'm concerned about now is playing with Mr. Niang.
In Boston?
Because, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about right now. You'd probably have to go to Charlotte. And I thought maybe the best opportunity would have been when I was really surprised that Brooklyn made those five picks, to be honest with you.
I was, too.
Need another point guard, Ken?
Pardon me?
Do they need another point guard? I don't know if they have enough.
They have too many.
No, I think we're fine there. I actually think Greg Porter can play fine. You got Ty there playing point guard. Here's the thing. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine. And, you know, I've loved what Tristan has done here and everything else. But I don't need a cheerleader and a towel waver on the sideline and a guy that plays garbage time. I need a guy that will play. And this is a guy that can play. Please, Mike and Kobe, go find a way to get this kid, please.
Ken, I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, whether he comes to Cleveland or not. I can't wait. So make sure you call tomorrow.
7 feet tall.
What do you do approach-wise tonight? See, you and I, when we were chatting before the show, we didn't even have to. We just looked at each other and we both said, 4 or 5 year college guys.
Yep.
Go get a guy who can play, can come in and help you. We were exactly on the same page. However, there are kids playing overseas. And you often think stash, but I don't think this team is in a stash mode. I think they need to go get a guy who can actually come in and help them because of the financial ramifications of being a second apron team. And there aren't right now, what are there, two teams that are second apron teams? Cavs are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more financially strapped. not from a not don't have the cash standpoint, but don't have the ability to do stuff because of the second apron than everybody else in the NBA. That's why I think you need to go find some young guys who might be able to help you.
Agreed.
And pay attention to guys who don't get drafted, and they will. And pay attention to maybe a G League guy or two who you think is NBA ready to go and you can pick up and bring in here. Because I think you're going to have to do that, Dan.
I was listening to a podcast with Mark Cuban. It was really interesting hearing him talk about the new rules and the new apron and the evolution that's taking place inside of these buildings, because they're realizing that now internal development with the second apron is going to be such a key. And that's going to be where they're going to need to invest a whole lot of their money, is internal development and starting to treat the second round as maybe a little bit less of a dice roll, knowing that you're going to need those guys to develop them and make them better. And so the Cavs have kind of, I know you're going to push back on about eight different guys when I say this, the Cavs have done an okay job with developing guys, and they've made guys better, and they have, you're going to have to rely on this. And you're building this big old facility, and so you clearly want some kind of development.
That's really true. And you moved your G League team to Cleveland.
Yeah.
They'll be in the same facility. You should be developing these guys.
Right. And I think that's the way they're going to look at this. So I wonder if we maybe get one senior / super senior, and that second pick then turns into the draft and stash. You know, of the kid from Niang, who's in Italy, who I saw mock to them, who I know nothing about besides the fact that his last name is Niang and that he's in Italy. And maybe it'll be something like that where they'll start stashing those guys. Though I'm always skeptical of that.
Go get Mylon Macvan. Oh, wait a minute. They did that already.
I would love to see a list of draft and stash guys who've popped.
It's happened.
Yeah, I know it. Oh, it's definitely happened. Ginobili was one of them. I think he was a draft and stash guy.
Jetty Osman.
Right. I just would love to see a list of like, okay, here are the guys who you've drafted and stashed overseas.
Yeah.
Who have made their way into the league and made an impact. Because you hear that all the time, and then they just kind of basically wander into the abyss and hope that they come back out a few years later, and all of us really don't have much of a recollection of guys who've come out of the abyss.
I'll make the argument that they've not done a real good job of developing guys. You know, Darius Garland came in. I think Darius was really skillful, and you saw point guard skills already. Remember, his dad played in the NBA. That guy had great coaching from the time he could pick up a basketball. His dad, Winston Garland, was a good player. Isaac Okoro is not really developed. And he was the fifth overall pick in the draft. That didn't work. People are screaming for Amani Bates. Well, Amani hasn't developed yet. Will he develop? I don't know. Luke Travers is on this team. Can they develop Luke Travers? I don't know. Jalen Tyson better get developed.
Yes.
That's a must. I think he's essential to their depth for next season. And I like his size. I like his game. I like Jalen Tyson. I think he could be a really key part of what they want to do next year. But they better make sure he's ready to go. Again, even in a scrimmage in the last game of the year against Indiana, you got to be pretty good to put up 31 points.
Right.
And he did.
But for those guys, too, there's a Sam Merrill who came in and really made an impact. There's a Dean Wade who they developed and made an impact.
But I'm not going to say they developed Sam Merrill.
Why not?
Because the Cavs were his third NBA team, and he was 26 when he got here.
Well, there clearly had to have been some kind of, no pun intended, development that took place there that took him from being a guy who was cut two different times to a guy who is a part of a rotation
okay.
and played in the playoffs.
Either that or he was in the right spot at the right time. That, a lot of that happens.
Of course.
Sam Merrill, and we'll see if he's back. They need to do some work tonight and get somebody who they can put in the rotation.
I mean, Ty Jerome exploded too.
Yeah.
You got to give him some credit for that.
Well, that's true. I'll give you some credit for that. I'll give you some credit
for
that.
So that's what it's going to have to be, is maybe you get a super senior.
And Kenny Atkinson has talked, and one of the reasons that he was here, he's talked about development, and he's a good developmental coach. And so hopefully that happens. And so keep your fingers crossed that the Cavs get some interesting guys tonight, or even one interesting guy, if you want to package both and move up. Or one other option, Dan. Trade second-round picks for players in the league. Don't be stunned if you see that. Only issue is, with their financial ramifications, is that even a possibility?
If you need a point guard, call the Nets. If you need a center, call the Suns.
Well, I wonder if it's even possible.
If you want an unprotected first, call Joe Dumars.
We'll see. We'll be talking all about the second round and what the Cavaliers did in the second round, because they will be doing something tonight. They'll either be drafting two guys, not drafting anybody, which means they've made trades. We'll see. We'll get into that tomorrow. Browns made a move today that might make you think, what's that all about? Oboe is no longer here. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl Ryder at 11:20 talking stadium with us. Slade Ciccone, Guardians right-hander, coming up at noon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.